1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
And our guest this morning is Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you again.
Well, it always is good. Great to have you. Well, why don't you pick up the story? And I just finished reading the World Affairs Brief for this week, and so let's go through it.
Okay. Well, let's start with the Mukasey story then. Watching Michael Mukasey's responses to questionings before the Senate Judiciary Committee was pretty agonizing for me and my staff. In question after question, Mukasey skillfully evaded. He deferred. He claimed ignorance of things that he could have easily answered. It was obviously that he was making sure that he made no commitments that, while trying to mask the fact that he was going to maintain the agenda of the Bush administration, he wanted to make sure that he gave no impression of being committed to that. You know, on the first day, at least, there was not a single senator who broke ranks to charge the Bush nominee with evasion or label it for what it was. He did get labeled as hedging on the second day when he just beat around the bush about waterboarding, and I'll cover that in a few minutes. But obviously, I think members of the Senate were only going through the motions of asking the questions the public really wants answers to, and then accepting whatever Mukasey was willing to offer up. What was obvious to me is that he will continue the Bush agenda of subverting constitutional liberties, but with a much higher degree of carefulness, of stealth, than Alberto Gonzalez did.
Well, you know, you would expect that the Democrats would really be trying to probe and clarify the issues, but, you know, it's all showbiz. It's all for the cameras and to give the American people the idea that they really are wanting to change his current policies, whereas I don't think the Democrats want to change them any more than the Republicans, but they can't let the American people know that.
Well, I think that's a very wise observation, and a lot of Democrats, frankly, are getting fed up with their people, and they're a tremendous amount of switching to Ron Paul's candidacy. He has registered an awful lot of Democrats into the Republican Party just so they can vote for him in the primary.
Right. Well, I hope anybody who's out there who is a registered Democrat who wants their vote to count in the primary will re-register Republican, and I'm not supporting the policies of the current Republican administration. But it's a very important thing that people are able to vote for Ron Paul in the primary.
That's right. Well, it's going to be very interesting, just taking out a few minutes to discuss Ron Paul. You know, he said, even in his own promotion this week, that the media blackout has been broken and that he's breaking out into many mainstream interviews. I know that his interview on the Jim Lehrer NewsHour, on where they are giving equal time to all of the candidates, Republican candidates, went over very well, and he's getting a lot of publicity, and the establishment's going to have a real problem there with Ron Paul making I think it's going to make a significant 10% plus showing in New Hampshire.
I think it's really an exciting time when we have a man of integrity running for the presidency, and we know his record. He stands for what he's always stood for, and that is the Constitution. It's about time we got back to our fundamentals, either that or simply write off America.
You know, it's amazing, Dr. Stan, how much enthusiasm there is among the supporters of Ron Paul. There are none of the other candidates that can generate the kind of personal enthusiasm and drama that Ron Paul does to his band of faithful followers. I mean, they have people making super signs out of tens of numbers of sheets of plywood up there in the high desert leading to California. It's incredible what people are doing. I see homemade signs everywhere.
Really?
Banners out here in the West as I drive around. Ron Paul Revolution. I mean, You just don't find this in the other candidates having people making homemade banners for them.
Well, I think this is the first time since 1964 when we've really had a chance to turn things around. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the coming months. And, you know, I encourage everybody to contribute to Ron Paul. I mean, imagine what would happen if we really did do away with the Internal Revenue Service and really did do away with the Federal Reserve System and really did bring our troops home from Iraq and really did start cutting back on federal spending and all of these unconstitutional programs. And I believe that Ron Paul would try to do that.
He would. There is a question whether or not the powers that be would allow someone of his character to achieve the presidency. But we'll leave that in the hands of God. All I know is that it's the finest opportunity we have had in decades as we have fought this battle, you and I, Dr. Stan, to see what our real numbers are, what we're really capable of engendering in terms of the principled opposition to what is going on in this country.
Amen to that.
You know, everything that, going back to the McCossey confirmation hearings, everything that this man represents is a carefully crafted, slick-showing former judge, you know, who is just the epitome of carefully crafted evasion. Let me give some specific examples. When Senator Chuck Schumer asked McCossey about the White House claim that correspondence with people outside the White House are covered by executive privilege, I mean, this is a real stretch. It's one thing for the White House to say we have the privilege of protecting our own portion of the Constitution, but when they say that anyone who communicates with it, their communication is also privileged. This is a very tenuous doctrine, and of course, Schumer was making reference to the firing of all of the federal prosecutors and some of the communication between the New Mexico Republican Party and the White House, which obviously would have lent a great deal of credence to the fact that there were political motives behind the firing of David Iglesias there, and of course the White House is refusing to turn that over. McCossey crafts his answer to both give a false hope that he's a critic of the doctrine of executive privilege, and yet he refuses to commit to challenge the doctrine. He begins by giving a lengthy dissertation on how he would see certain circumstances where outside communication might be covered by privilege, but then says, I will admit to you that my first reaction to that section of the letter was, huh? Giving the impression that he too was a critic. And then he quickly added, now here's the evasion. We'll have to take a closer look at the facts.
We'll be back in a few moments with Joel Skousen here, the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, who's discussing the Senate hearings when they were interviewing the nominee for Attorney General to replace Alberto Gonzalez. And as Joel is pointing out, certainly the candidate is very evasive, and certainly on these issues of torture and that sort of thing. Well, you go ahead and pick up the story there.
Yes, we're talking about the Bybee memo. It's an explosive memo, which essentially says that the president has the power to circumvent the Geneva Conventions as well as laws banning torture passed by the United States Senate. And, of course, this was a memo put back in 2002. Mukasey claims this memo was later disavowed and superseded within the White House and the Department of Justice. Now, how would he know this, not being a part of the DOJ or the White House, other than repeating what administration briefers had told him? It's one thing, you know, to this is an indication, of course, of how much you get these or a nominee for any confirmation process in the Senate gets extensive briefings from the White House specialists in this field. Later on, he will claim not to know about what waterboarding is, which makes it absolutely unbelievable that somebody going through a briefing process in preparation for questions on these subjects would not be told what waterboarding is. He's just using ignorance when it's convenient to avoid making a stand on issues. You know, his one response that was clear and resolute was when he decried the memo and, you know, labeled it as a past error by others. Of course, that's what made it easy for him to disagree and to lambast this memo, is that it's in the past. He said it's worse than a sin, it's a mistake. Now, there are, of course, lots of sighs of relief and satisfaction in the Senate chambers, most because Mukasey was, in essence, letting them off the hook. They would no longer have to press him very further. They got one of those great big, yes, this is horrible, and I agree with you, Democrats, answers. Leahy said, of course, in a follow-up question, is there such a thing as a commander-in-chief override that would allow the immunization of acts of torture that violate the law? And Mukasey answers with less than forthright, not that I'm aware of. Now, so he's playing up to these people. He's giving the impression that he's very reluctant to accept this doctrine of that the commander-in-chief can give immunization to acts of torture. But, you know, by saying, not that I'm aware of, what you're in essence doing is allowing yourself to say later on, oh, I became aware of additional legal opinions that justified changing my mind. But, you know, it's very interesting that, you know, he well, let me go on to another subject here. He says the most egregious example of Mukasey's dissembling was his complete denial that the U.S. uses torture, despite the fact, of course, the nation's leading establishment papers like New York Times and Washington Post have confirmed that the Bush administration continues to use torture, albeit disguised as, quote, enhanced interrogation. Now, Mukasey pretended the administration he would serve does not torture. Of course, he was saying this knowing that he and the administration define torture completely differently than the public or the international community. And not a single senator interrupted him to call him on that. Not a single senator said, now, wait a minute. You're saying you do not torture, but what do you mean by torture? Now, they would get to it a little bit later, including the second day, when they started to talk about waterboarding and to see what he would say about that. Mukasey professed ignorance, as I said, about what waterboarding was, but said when asked directly if waterboarding was constitutional, he answered, if waterboarding is torture, torture is not constitutional. Boy, what a slick way to evade the question. I found it credible, of course, that he claims not to know what it is, and then saying, well, if it is torture, which I can't say because I don't know what it is, then torture is not inconvenient. Well, you know, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat from Rhode Island, just shook his head in disgust and said, that is a massive hedge. I mean, it either is or it isn't. But he couldn't get any further response from Mukasey. This guy is really sharp. On the issue of closing the notorious Guantanamo prison facility, Mukasey wouldn't commit either. In response to Senator Herb Cole's question, Mukasey said he's not prepared to say close it. There is no easy solution. Well, there's not a real, there's no hard solution, frankly, to the fact that you can stop torturing these people and keeping them in solitary confinement. You know, even on the subject of American citizens held in indefinite detention, which is a serious violation of the constitutional protections, he was equally noncommittal, and this should be very telling to conservatives. And there's no conservative Christian that would back this concept of indefinite detention without charge. I mean, it's a gross violation of habeas corpus in the Constitution. Clear back in September 2001 in the authorization for military force in Afghanistan, there was this, set of sentences within that law that permitted the seizing of U.S. citizens on U.S. soil indefinitely without charge. And Mukasey used the Hamdi case to uphold the president's ability to detain U.S. citizens on the battlefield, but now claims, I can't say now whether that battlefield applies to the United States. Well, you know, once again, he's claiming ignorance of something that he very well has an opinion on, and that's hedging. That's being evasive. So, as a final point, the New York Times was of the opinion that the nomination of Mukasey has been welcomed by senators of both parties because they believe he's likely to be more independent of the White House than Gonzalez was. I mean, this is just pure wishful thinking. Hogwash, if you will. Anyone who knows this administration knows they never select anyone who is independent of their wishes. But they do keep searching for people like Supreme Court Justice Roberts and like Michael Mukasey, who will give the impression of complete competence and independence, though we are seeing in this confirmation hearing that this man has been chosen for his slickness, his ability to put one over on the Democrats who are most willing to allow themselves to be put upon.
Well, you know, the tragedy is, I think that the Bush administration is going to discredit the Republican Party forever or for a very long time. And certainly the fact that they are condoning torture and condoning, totally ignoring the Geneva Convention. Any other country that did that, we would scream in horror and disdain, and how could they? And yet that's what the Republican Party stands for today. Not only that, but they're discrediting Christianity. And between those two things, doing irreparable harm to our country. And certainly, where are we going to go? You're not going to vote for the Republicans. You certainly don't want to vote for the Democrats. See, maybe we shouldn't even participate. And I think that certainly one day George Bush is going to have to answer to a much higher power for what he has done as the President of the United States and the discrediting of the Christian faith.
Well, you know, I also think that there's going to be a tremendous amount of judgment placed upon these congressmen and representatives we have, even at the state and local level, who pretend to be one thing or say one thing and pretend to be one thing and are another. It's this kind of hypocrisy, this kind of hiding behind the mantle of goodness and patriotism and the Constitution and one's oath to the Constitution while knowingly violating it, knowingly engaging in corruption, and knowingly conspiring with other forces to destroy liberty. There are going to be many people held to account for these things. And, you know, what you say about the damage to the Republican Party is really true, although it's interesting. I think the way that they're designing the political system for this upcoming election is to play off the great distrust people have for Hillary Clinton to, in fact, get a Republican elected. Now, I don't know, frankly, it's really up in the air if they can get Giuliani to get the nomination. I think once he got the nomination, they could probably pull off the election just because of the 9/11 image that Time magazine and others have fostered for him. But getting this nomination is really looking increasingly more difficult for Giuliani. So the establishment is really playing up, to Fred Thompson more than anything. He's much more predictable and controllable than Mitt Romney would be, but Mitt Romney is almost unstoppable in many areas because of his money, his charisma, and his growing influence. But they can control him too. He's shown all of the signs of being completely captive by his establishment advisors. He's made some very unwise statements about the war in Iraq and the intention to bomb Iran. I just don't see him stopping any of this thing, though, in my opinion, he's not a knowing conspirator. There is some danger that he might see something like Ronald Reagan did and have to be warned off with more diligent threats than the little subtle ones they like to use. But I still think that it's Hillary Clinton that's going to leverage the independents and the conservatives back to the Republican fold in this election, just because Hillary Clinton is an anathema to so many people within the United States.
They're exciting times as you see this whole thing unfolding. What most people must understand, there are powerful forces working behind the scenes, and nothing as it appears to be.
But, there are indications that the Bush administration, because of their, has a special relationship with Hillary, and they may be preparing to allow a Democrat to win as well. I'm not sure she could win a second term. And I'm not sure the powers that be could even handle Hillary. If she gets to be president, as I've said in my analysis before, she will be president. And she will not be a puppet like George Bush is. And the powers that be don't like non-puppets to be president. They want people who are a little bit more controllable. They may have plenty of dirt on Hillary, too, though, so they may be able to control her even with her willfulness. So I'm not ruling out that they can't get a lot done with a Democrat into office. But I think ultimately when this war comes around, they'll want somebody like Giuliani in there, someone who can have the image of an FDR taking the country through war. And Giuliani is just corrupt enough to play that FDR role.
Well, it can be interesting to see what happens.
Yes, another story is one of the most disturbing aspects of what the government is doing now is proposing total immunity for these telephone companies who willfully violated the law by handing over the telephone records of millions of Americans to the NSA without warrants. And, of course, the telephone companies are now lobbying strongly for this immunity bill to pass so that they will be granted. There are lawsuits pending in the U.S. Appellate Court in San Francisco, poised to rule that the lawsuits about violation of people's privacy should proceed. It's not an exaggeration to say U.S. intelligence community is in near panic about this. But it's ironic. The government is prosecuting the one telephone executive, Joe Nocio of Quest, who refused to go along with the warrantless surveillance, and then they're proposing to the White House immunity deal for the phone companies themselves, who did go along with government. So this is an extreme level of hypocrisy on the part of the administration, it's being played on as well by agencies within the federal government, the FCC, tasked with ensuring that telecoms comply with federal law, is openly colluding with the White House to obstruct justice in this case. Kevin Martin, the chairman of the FCC, has completely refused to investigate these phone companies for having violated the law. He's looking the other way. National Intelligence Director Mike McConnell agreed with Martin's decision and wrote as much in a letter to him, which is now being made public. McConnell also used the State Secrets Privilege Act to instruct AT&T and other phone companies involved in spying to neither, quote, confirm nor deny any details about intelligence programs. And so this is what prompted AT&T General Counsel Wayne Watts to write a letter to the House Energy and Commerce Committee, flat refusing to testify to them, based upon opinions by the White House.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today toll-free 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available. More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only 1 in 5 will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen. And Joel has been talking about the fact that the government intelligence services have been going to the telephone companies and actually getting records on people's telephones, getting access to people's conversations. And where is the outcry from the American people? The average American thinks, oh, well, they're just going after terrorists. They would never be looking after me because I'm a law-abiding citizen. But, of course, the thing is that there is no restriction here that has to do with terrorism. Certainly, ordinarily, you would get a warrant if you wanted to check people's telephone records, listen to the conversations. And this is being done without a warrant because, you see, our current administration and the intelligence agencies are above the law. And the fact that there is not a massive outcry from the American people about this just shows how docile we've become in accepting whatever the government does must be for our benefit. Well, before we go on, Joel, I want you to tell our listeners how they can learn about the World Affairs Brief and get a trial copy and perhaps want to subscribe.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief is my weekly news analysis service. I send it out every Friday. It's in the process of going out as we speak, and it is there is a modest subscription price for it, but people can get a sample copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. That's editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And if they forget about that, they can go to the website, worldaffairsbrief.com, and it tells them how to do that right on the synopsis of the current World Affairs Brief, which is posted on the website. Also on the website, the main front page contains all of the top stories of each day posted by my researchers, who sift through all of the hundreds of stories out there and post only the best, the ones that are the most reliable. And then on Friday, when I do my analysis, I add even more details and analysis to the pieces that have been posted and the stories. I summarize, I pull out, I go through about 100 email articles a day that my researchers throw my way, a lot of which are not even posted on the website. And how I build my material for the brief each week is kind of interesting, because as I read through all those, I pull out the core points, the points that aren't getting enough play, and I post them to a separate file, and then I start culling down and analyzing and working these things over, so that by the time you get the brief on Friday, you have a tremendous amount of condensed information that saves you reading the hundreds of pages that I have to read each week to prepare for this. So I encourage people to subscribe if they would like to get an in-depth look. Actually, what I'm doing, Dr. Stan, is chronicling the loss of liberty in this country. And you go back through the archives, and it's a fairly striking thing to read all of that which has happened. You know, subscribers can go back for years and read my analysis at any time in history. And it's a very telling picture of how we're slowly losing our liberty.
And that's the trouble. It's happening so slowly that the average person knows something's wrong, but he's not alarmed. If it were happening all at once, of course, we had had sudden martial law, everybody'd be up in arms. But a little at a time, this concept of patient gradualism, and eventually one day we have no freedom left, and everybody's wondering how it happened.
You know, it's a very good point, because it's just like whether you're talking about the president saying he's got the authority to do enhanced interrogation, which means future torture of Americans who are in their custody, whether we're talking about the denial of habeas corpus that will apply to ordinary Americans someday who resist and refuse to accept what government is doing, who get involved in protesting against government, will be taken into detention and subjected to all of these things. There's constant surveillance going on now. What we're talking about in this program of warrantless surveilling is really data mining. Data mining is so different than a search warrant. A search warrant requires probable cause, meaning you've got to have some other evidence to take to a judge. Preliminary evidence that shows that this person is most likely involved in illegal behavior. And then he authorizes a more complete surveillance, and that's what the warrant, search warrant, is all about. But what we're talking about here is data mining everything that everybody says, using computers to search for keywords, and then categorizing everybody's conversation, and then looking for crimes, you know, starting from warrantless searches. And that is against the Constitution. Our founders did not want government having the unlimited right to simply surveil everything that a person says and does, looking for illegal acts. I mean, this is almost a violation of the Fifth Amendment, where people are being forced to testify against themselves by opening all of their private conversations to government, and then having those things being used against them. And of course, now, you know, we have a very abject Congress who pretends to represent us in Congress, but in fact they do not. You know, just to show you some of the anomalies with this bill offering immunity to telephone companies, and the deal's been made. They're really, the Democrats are worrying about how to sell this to the American people. But, you know, some interesting things about these that have come out in this research is that, one, the wireless or warrantless surveilling has been going on prior to 9/11, and supposedly it was 9/11 and the president's emergency decree that allowed for wiretapping, even though it wasn't legal. It allowed for it. It was supposedly was justified by 9/11, but it was going on even before then. And who was in charge of the NSA when all this transpired? The mild-mannered Michael Hayden, the man who now runs the CIA and is busily dismantling the CIA Inspector General's office because it's raised too many questions there in the CIA about criminal conduct. So you see, we have cover-up artists, mild-mannered people who are well-spoken, who are heavily credentialed, that are in this government controlling and covering up of the illegal actions so that the American people won't find out about it. We have the FCC covering for these telephone companies. We have Mike McConnell, National Intelligence Director, covering, instructing them not to testify against themselves. We have this bill of immunity. We have the White House giving to the senators classified information, supposedly justifying that the telephone carriers were, in fact, acting in good faith. What really happened in these classified documents was that the government was telling the members of Congress, specifically the Senate, that the government had, in fact, given the telephone companies assurances that what they were doing was legal and asking them to trust the government, and that if they did trust the government, that the government would not prosecute or make sure that they had immunity. And that's precisely what we're seeing happening here, is that the government is going through with that promise of immunity, and it is egregious when national security is used to cover for illegal acts rather than for true secrets to protect our nation against the government. They are trying to protect the government against the nation.
And, of course, our founding fathers feared the power of government will one day be used to oppress and enslave our people. And unfortunately, that is exactly what's happening. It was Thomas Jefferson who said, he feared that we would see this progressive centralization of power with Washington until one day we had a government as tyrannical as the one we had just recently separated from. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it's happening today. We'll be right back with Joel Skousen.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing, Medicaid, and Medicare available.
Greetings, John Lofton, recovering Republican here. Are you like me? Does everything you see, read about, or hear make you want to? Yeah, do that. If so, then you really should hear our program, The American View. It starts right here on KHNC Radio, November 5th at 10 a.m. And though I have strong views, I do consider the opinion of others.
Why don't you get a toupee with some brains in it?
That's The American View, November 5th, 10 a.m.
Now is the time to begin to heal the planet.
Zip it, Al. Return the prize.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, Joel, pick up the story.
Well, the last point on this warrantless wiretapping and immunity for telephone company story is that the Democrats, of course, have been complaining or claiming to object to these crimes by government. But Ray McGovern, former CIA high official, says that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has admitted knowing for several years about the Bush administration's illegal eavesdropping program on America. And she's been saying nothing. She said she was briefed on it when she was a ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, referring to her briefing in an apology, a sans apology, meaning apology without an apology, in a Washington Post op-ed. She says, you know, this is how I came to be informed about the president's authorization for the NSA to conduct certain types of surveillance. But when the administration notifies Congress in this manner, it is not seeking approval. There is a clear expectation that the information will be shared by no one, she says, including other members of the intelligence committees, which is, I find, just ludicrous. When you're on the intelligence committee, you can't discuss. They brief them individually, and they're not supposed to discuss among themselves. I mean, what is the purpose, Dr. Stan, of oversight if you have no oversight capability, if you can't do anything with the information?
Well, what they can do is they said, certainly we told Congress what was going on, knowing full well that the law, at least the way they've interpreted the law and the way they can use it to threaten the members of Congress, is that you have been briefed, now you know the secret, and you cannot share it. So why bother to tell them at all if they can't do anything about what the government is doing that is flagrantly illegal? I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
That's right, and that's why when Senator Mike Gravel of Alaska was pulled up by the government for having told of illegal acts and illegal operations by government that were revealed to him in secret briefings, that they took him to court, and he won in court. Apparently the Supreme Court agreed that he, as elected representative, had the right to reveal anything the public, that the government revealed to him, that he felt was necessary for the welfare of the nation. And so, in fact, what Nancy Pelosi is not true is that they, in fact, even though there's an expectation of secrecy, there's kind of a gentleman's rule, they are not required to maintain that secrecy, and they could blow the whistle on the government as part of their oversight responsibility. But they have not, and this is enraging many, many honest Democrats who see that they've been sold out by their own people.
And by Nancy Pelosi, right. And, of course, as we pointed out on a previous program, Senator Gravel, actually Mike Gravel, stood up to them, and now he's the ex-Senator Mike Gravel. I mean, you try to buck the system, and they're going to come after you, as they did, and he was voted out of office.
You know, he comes the closest to being the Ron Paul of the Democratic list of candidates for president, and, you know, I think that he's a sincere individual. He certainly is one of the few people who's been in power who's, you know, had a change of heart and who seems to be really defending what is right on a wide range of issues. He won't be given a chance, but still it's refreshing that the Democrats have someone who is willing to tell it like it is.
Right.
Well, moving to another subject on Al Gore's Nobel Peace Prize, I just had to laugh at British commentator Robert Faletra, who just described it so well. He said, after I finished chuckling last Friday when I heard about the absurdity of Al Gore winning the Nobel Peace Prize for making the propaganda movie about global warming, I got to thinking, heck, if this guy can win a multi-million-dollar prize for flying around in private jets, burning billions of dollars worth of gasoline, taking limousines everywhere he goes, burning mucho gallons of heating oil in his oversized mansion, and then telling everyone else they screwed up the planet, why can't I get in on this deal? And he then begins to quote one of the most famous meteorologists, Dr. William Gray, pioneer in the science of seasonal hurricane forecast, who just said, quote, we're brainwashing our children. He said, they're going to the Gore movie, An Inconvenient Truth, and being fed all this garbage. He says, it's ridiculous. Dr. Gray's annual forecast of the number of tropical storms and hurricanes are widely publicized, as well as his natural cycles of ocean water temperatures. And he acknowledges that some global warming has taken place. However, he says the same cycle has meant a period of cooling that would begin soon and last for 7 years. And he says, In fact, in the present decade, we are not in a global warming cycle. We're starting to cool down. And so that's his response to those global warming people who said, the sun data does not justify global warming. And he says, that's right. The sun is diminishing slightly in its output now, and so is the so are the temperatures. Yes, there was global warming during the sun peak cycle that took place up through 1999, but he says we're on the slight downturn since then. So it's amazing what courage is suddenly getting into many of the scientists who are, I should say, embarrassed by their fellow scientists getting on the knee-jerk bandwagon supporting global warming. But it's becoming the new totalitarianism in the world of mind thought and thought control. Václav Havel of Czechoslovakia even said, you know, this looks like the same propaganda campaign that I lived through in communism all those years, driven by irrational and non-scientific approach, but absolutely impossible for people to hold their position in government if they take they stand in opposition to this new intellectual mantra.
Well, of course, the thing is, this whole idea of global warming, well, the only solution is more government control of our lives, the destruction, you know, of the industrial base of America. We've got to limit our use of fossil fuel and of power and electricity 50%. I mean, the difficulty is this is a political agenda. But it doesn't matter how ridiculous it is. If you say it often enough and you have Al Gore there getting the Nobel Peace Prize, it must be true. And unfortunately, we have so many good people who honestly believe that global warming is a reality. And those of us who are, you know, opposing it we're referred to as deniers. Sort of like the people who deny the Holocaust. And they use that word, oh, these are the deniers. They deny global warming is a reality. Well, Joel, we're just about out of time. Do you have a quick parting thought for our listeners?
Well, you know, you have David Irving, who really wasn't the Holocaust denier, in jail in Austria, so it's coming
right
to pass.
Well, maybe we'll be there, too. God bless. Thanks so much. Talk to you later.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Greetings, John Lofton, recovering Republican here. Are you like me? Does everything you see, read about, or hear make you want to... Yeah, do that. If so, then you really should hear our program, The American View. It starts right here on KHNC Radio, November 5th at 10 a.m. And though I have strong views, I do consider the opinion of others.
Why don't you get a toupee with some brains in it?
That's The American View, November 5th, 10 a.m.
Now is the time to begin to heal the planet.
Zip it out, return the prize. Give it out, return the prize.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. I certainly If you'd like to know more about global warming, we've got a great DVD on it put out by Michael Kaufman. And then we have a four-tape set on global warming and carry several books. One of it's called Unstoppable Global Warming, and then the A Politically Incorrect Guide to Global Warming. Two separate books, excellent, and we recommend the both. You must understand it's a scam, but it is all about more government control over our lives and an attack on the industrial base of America, because we're going to have a dramatic cutback on our manufacturing here so that we can, because all of that manufacturing is dependent upon the use of energy, and most of our energy does come from fossil fuels. So understand that the total CO2 in the atmosphere has raised from 280 parts per million to 380 parts per million. And with 380 parts per million, or 0.038% of the atmosphere being CO2, do you really think that's creating the problems? And, of course, it's all a lie. But a lie told often enough will come to be believed. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get that DVD by Michael Kaufman. Get our four-tape set. Get the two books. One is Unstoppable Global Warming, simply pointing out that it's all part of these cycles that the world goes through. And the other is The Politically Incorrect Guide to Global Warming. You get the information, and then you can speak intelligently and help us to get the truth out. And then, of course, we certainly want to mention the all-day conference we're going to be having. It's going to be on the week from Sunday, the October the 28th, and we're bringing in outside speakers, going to serve lunch, going to be a great time. And if you're possibly going to be coming, we need to know why today or tomorrow, because we have to let them know how many people are going to be there. We're going to have well over 100 people. We're going to serve lunch, and, it's going to be a good turnout, and I promise you a good time. Anyway, if you can make it, you need to know who is on our side. You need to have the latest information, and we'll have it all there. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. And remember that if things are happening that just don't make sense, there is a reason for them. And the reason is there are powerful spiritual forces at work. There is another dimension. There is a supernatural, after all. The resurrection of Christ from the grave was a supernatural event, and there really are supernatural things that do occur. And if you're a Christian, there's no way you can deny a virgin birth is supernatural, resurrection from the grave is supernatural, and there truly is an eternal battle between good and evil, and those evil forces working in the supernatural in the other dimension. And once we begin to understand that, we begin to understand that many of our leaders are in contact with the other dimension, but not on the good side. They are dedicated to this satanic plan to bring about a one-world government, a one-world religion, and a one-world leader. And when we find people in our government saying, oh, we all worship the same God, I mean, the Muslims and the Hindus and the Christians and the Jews, we all worship the same God. Well, that's not the God of the Bible. That's the universalist God, the great architect of the universe. And, of course, Lucifer himself. Well, we'll be back here on Monday. Until then, may the Lord be with you.